Welcome to TWG Nintendo News Podcast number 3.5. We have Square with us today.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Me, JP. We're missing Black Knight, which is pretty sad. Not really. I don't miss him at all. But yeah, we're missing Black Knight. So what we're gonna do this week is that we're just gonna do a news roundup, and next Sunday we're gonna do the actual podcast. So this is just gonna be like a little news roundup. So yeah, so I'm gonna start with some announcements. We have a Brawl tournament going on in the forums, so if you wanna join, you just gotta register in the forums, and you're gonna see in the TWG section of the forums a tournament thing. Just click on it and you're gonna see the Brawl tournament, and just, you know, read the rules and you can join our Brawl tournament. And we're gonna have, I think it's gonna be like 1300 weak points or prizes, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's gonna be 16. It's only gonna be 16 spot, and there's already like 5 taken. So, you know, go fast.
Hurry up, man.
Hurry up.
They need to register, man.
Yeah. Let me see what other announcements we got. And another thing is we got a survey going on. Complete the survey by going to our site twgnintendo.com and click on the advertisement below the header, and when you click over there, you're gonna directly go to our survey. And this is to help us, you know, get better at everything that we do, and we really appreciate it if you take your time and complete the survey. It's only gonna take you like maybe 3 minutes. It's not that big of a deal, but it will really help us a lot if you do. So that's it for the announcements. So I guess we're gonna go to the news.
Apparently we'll be hearing from Factor 5 pretty soon. They say they are working on several projects, both multi-platform as well as single platform. The president of Factor 5, Julian A. Bird something.
That's another name that we can't spell.
Yeah. Recently comment on that. So
next up we got Reggie. He's saying that he's gonna bring us an online community. He didn't specify online, but we are specifying it because we're cool. So his quote is, this is a quote, Nintendo has always had a vision on community. The issue is that we define community differently than our competitors. Our consumers do want a sense of community, and we're going to deliver that, but in a way that is unique to Nintendo, which that scares me a bit, just that little part, in a way that is unique to Nintendo. I remember I posted this in a couple of forums, and a lot of people were like, I mean, we had like 3 pages of discussion just saying that, you know, we're probably going to have Francos and all that crap, so it's not going to be that good. And
it's
going to
be a gated community.
The what?
It's going to be a gated community.
Exactly, so, you know, do you have any opinions about that, though?
I don't really understand what he's trying to say. I mean, what kind of community is going to happen and where?
I have no idea, because, I mean, what I'm hoping for is like a chat thing, type of thing, but we got like that chat channel, that, which still uses the Franco system, and it's not so good for like my needs. So, I don't know. I mean, remember that they took out the forums because they were working on some type of community, something like that, which that was like, what, a year ago or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
So, I mean, you never know. It's Nintendo, but I'm not getting my hopes up just for that. So, yeah, just next up, Square.
Alright, there's new details on Evasive Space by High Voltage Software, I believe. The story is you are the pilot Konki, or Konkai, another name we can't pronounce. There are 20 missions in 5 different environments. It will have top-down space adventure with creative use of the Wii Remote's infrared pointer abilities to pilot your ship, pick up items and upgrades to enhance the controls and chance of accomplishing your mission. It will have 4-person multiplayer matches locally on your home console, and you can compete for best times with online leaderboards.
Okay, next up we got Colin McRae. He is part of Codemasters, and they announced that Dirt 2 will be launching on the Wii and DS in 2009. So that's good news for us Wii gamers, which was unexpected.
Hopefully it'll be as good as their counterparts on PS3 and Xbox 360.
Squirrel, you know that's not gonna happen.
There's still hope, man. There's still hope.
I'm sorry, I don't have any. Multi-platform for Wii is not good. I'm probably just gonna port the DS version on the Wii. That'll be cool. Just kidding.
Alright, next is
Next up is Hustle and Dead Overkill Bonus is coming to America. That was the bonus package that we saw that was supposedly only coming to the UK, but then a week later we got the news that it was actually also coming to America if you pre-order in, I believe, GameStop, Amazon. There was another store that I don't quite remember right now. So the package is going to have a steel case or something like that. And it's also going to have a graphic novel, which looks pretty kick-ass. It's like a graphic novel about the story behind the actual game. So I'm really looking forward to that, and that's going to make me buy the game, actually. So I think it's coming. I'm not sure it's coming. I think it's coming in the UK in February 2009. So
next is some Rock Band 2 news. Harmonix has said that the Wii version will have most of the downloadable songs that the other versions have, saying it will take over a period of several months to bring most of the downloadable songs that are already available for the next-gen consoles to the Wii Store. My thought is, why is it going to be most of the songs, and why is it going to take several months to bring it when it's already available for the other consoles? I mean, if the other consoles already have it and it's only been out for a week, how's it going to take us months for the Wii version to get the same number of songs? Know what the deal is there.
Because we're on Nintendo. I mean, World Tour has the downloadable content already, and I mean,
yeah,
I think it's working fine. So,
yeah, the deal is they don't like the Wii version or something.
Yeah, they don't like us, pretty much.
Screw them, just go with Guitar Hero. There we go.
There we go. You said it.
There we go.
There we go. So next up, we got replacements of Wii Speak Code for the Wii. Just to give you a little history about this news is that a couple of weeks ago we got the news that like the Wii Speak Code was not gonna be, it was gonna be unique for a Wii Speak purchase, which meant that if you bought a used Wii Speak, you wouldn't have the code and you couldn't get it from anywhere because you. It was unique for that specific box, so you would not be able to download the channel from the Wii Shop channel if you didn't have that code. And now Nintendo's saying that any consumer who may have misplaced their Wii downloadable download ticket number for the Wii Speak channel or require a new number following a Wii exchange may contact the local Nintendo Customer Service Department, or they can request a replacement Wii download ticket number, which means that now we can actually call them and ask them for a code to download the channel. The only other side to that is that if you have a friend and he has the We Speak, he can't take it to your house because you can't actually download the channel over there, so you can't use the We Speak in a friend's house.
The makers of Disaster Day of Crisis have commented on how their game is shaping up for the North American release. They have said that it won't be coming to North America, but recently there has been a rumor going around that a Nintendo associate is saying that it will. Edit this part too.
Okay. What happened now?
I can't remember what they said. Let me try that again. The makers of Disaster Day of Crisis have commented on the way this. The makers of Disaster Day of Crisis have commented on how their game is shaping up for the North American release, saying it will not come to North America. But that has been crappy. Okay.
This is hard for you. What's wrong?
I don't know, man. I'm not used to this kind of stuff. Alright, let's try it one more time. The makers of Disaster Day of Crisis have commented how... Oh, damn it, man.
I think I'm gonna add this part as a blooper.
Oh, don't do it, man.
Do you want to write it so you will know, like?
Yeah, there we go. That would probably be a good idea.
Okay. Now you can hear Square typing his sentences, cause he can't remember what he's gonna say.
Woo! Yay.
Square, I think, isn't this cheating though?
You're supposed to, I don't know, not really. Say, you're supposed to have a script, kinda.
Yeah, I think it's cheating though.
How am I cheating?
Supposed to remember the news. I mean, don't not remember, but you're supposed to, you know.
I do remember it, but I just don't.
You can't say it.
I can't get it out of my mouth right.
Oh, God. This is what happens when we don't have Kevin with us.
See?
We all become a terrible, how do you say this? Mess?
Something, I don't know.
No, I was gonna say mess, a terrible mess or something like that, I don't know. I don't know.
It becomes a total disaster.
Yeah, disaster. Oh, nice. Nice, I see what you're doing over there. That was nice. This is a crisis, Square's in a crisis right now.
Very disasterful one.
Disasterful right. Crisis?
There we go.
Ah, that's good.
Alright. The makers of Disaster Day of Crisis have commented on how their game is shaping up for release outside of Japan, saying it will not...
Oh my god.
Son of a bitch. One more time.
Okay.
The makers of Disaster Day of Crisis have commented on how their game is shaping up outside of...
Man. You want me to do it for you, man?
Yeah, here we go. I want to... If you want to see this. Chat.
Okay. Do you think you're going to be able to do the other one?
You're cursed, man.
Okay, so this is what Square was trying to say. The makers of this last of their presses had commented on how their game is shaping up for release outside of Japan, saying it will not be coming to North America. However, a rumor has been going around that conflicts with this statement. A Nintendo customer service representative said, "I'm pleased to report that the Disaster Day of Crashes has been announced for North America, but no release date yet." I personally think that he's wrong. I don't think we're going to see Disaster. I think it was just a mistake.
Me either.
So, take it as you will. What were you going to say, Square?
With Reggie and the actual makers saying it's not coming to North America.
Yeah.
I think they probably just didn't tell the customer service people to avoid the disaster on their
the call questions. Sheet. Yeah, that's what I think too. So, Square, if you can, I don't know if you can, you can maybe try and, you know, do the next.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Alright. There are some new details on the Club Nintendo for North America. It is when you purchase a Nintendo product, you go on and you say that you've purchased a Nintendo product. What the hell?
Man, that's the quote from, like, the guy. Like,
oh, Cammy Dunaway.
Dunaway. Doesn't make any sense for us, but that's the quote. So
it's probably just out of context or something.
Yeah, maybe, but, you know, you just keep going.
You also get points for filling out surveys to talk about your experience with the product. You actually get points before your purchase if you indicate an interest in purchasing. So it really helps us to gauge marketplace demand. As you collect points, these are actually gold coins, you're able to trade them in for real merchandise. Okay, so you basically, I guess, go to the Nintendo site, register your product, or tell them that you're going to purchase a product, and you get points for that.
Yeah. I hope that they add the actual products that we have already bought, because I have a lot of Nintendo products that I bought from my DS and my Wii, and I actually registered them. So I hope.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, hopefully we will get golden coins for those. So, yeah. So next up, Bionic Commando and Street Fighter HD will not come to the Wii because this is an issue that we have been dealing with for a long-ass time. And this is what they say, the guys that are making these games. They say, these two games will never, repeat, never, fit in the WiiWare file size, so it would have to be disk-based, and you basically have to redo everything for Wii. It would not be an inexpensive process, and I'm not sure the result will be completely satisfactory, however you say that word.
Satisfactory,
exactly. Thank you, Square. I think you underestimate how technically advanced VCR Bionic Commando is.
Yeah.
Okay. It's built on the same engine as the big Bionic Commando is. And on Street Fighter 2 HD, they said it could not ever be WiiWare, even at 480p. File size is just too large given the storage restrictions for WiiWare. It could be a disc-based game, but there are no plans at the moment. We will see how it does on its current platforms, and then maybe we will see. Then on Street Fighter 4 and for Wii, they say, in theory, with reasonable downgrades in visual quality, including resolution reduction, yes, the game could be possible on the Wii. I will still raise the question, what is the input mechanism for a Wiimote Plus Nunchuck, which is what 100% of the install base has on a Street Fighter title? I don't have anything to say about the first two about the file sizes, because, yeah, you know, we have always had that problem. We don't have a hard drive, so they can't release those type of games that are really big. My own thing is about the Street Fighter 4. I mean, they just gotta be creative with the controls. I mean, that's their job too, like, you know,
yeah,
have a control layout. Like, what the heck? Why would that be a reason for not doing a game just because, like, they don't know how to, like, I mean, that's what you guys do. You make the controllers. That's not that big of a deal to not release a game.
Mortal Kombat.
We have more. That's true.
Yeah.
And that's a lot more complicated than Street Fighter, in my opinion.
For real.
I mean, let me give you the layout right now. You move with a nunchuck, with the analog stick. You punch with the A. You kick with the B. And you do combinations to do the Hadouken and all that special attacks. I mean, that's it. You want something out? Like,
yeah, for real.
That's it. Just use that layout and you can go and make the game now. So, thank you.
Were we really asking for a Weaver version of, like, Bionic Commando and stuff? I mean, they could probably put that on a disc and work on just the Wii, but of course it'll look like crap. But.
Yeah, we all always thought about Street Fighter 4, though, for the Wii when it was released. I hope they do it, though. Like, why would that be the problem? The controllers, they just gotta, like, work on it. Be creative, yeah. What the heck? Do your job. But let's
keep. Currently, there's a new game coming to WiiWare called Ikarian Kindred Spirits. You take on the role of Nyx, an enigmatic winged girl who must descend from heaven in search of her missing friend Icarus. Fly over the ruins of ancient Greece and avoid falling into blazing sands or perishing in the claws of cruel harpies and hydras. You will need the help of Zeus and other benevolent gods from Olympus to summon their powers. They will let you cast rays, modify the scenery, and control winds at your wish. With your own wrist movements and pointing to the game screen, you will be able to achieve these and many other feats in this new and enjoyable Wii platform game. Fly, aim, and shoot using the new and fullest potential of your Wii Remote. I don't know what to think about this game. I mean, you're trying to find Kid Icarus or something like that. What's the deal here?
Yeah, like I said in the title, it's kind of like a ripoff of Kid Icarus. I'm just surprised that, like, somebody is doing a game kind of like about Kid Icarus and, like, Nintendo still not doing it.
Well, I think Icarus is a like one of the ancient mythological, like, angels or something like that.
Yeah, but the game is really similar. Like, if you look at the screens, it's like, what?
Yeah,
you know,
Greece. It is about, like, Greece and all those kind of structures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It does have two-player co-op, so.
Yeah, that's good. So, I think we're done for news front up. Now it's time to go to sleep.
Yes.
Yes.
Time to take a nap.
Here it is. This is the announcement that a lot of people have been waiting for, and I think a lot of people thought it was a lie that we were not actually going to give a 500 Wii Point game at the end of this month, and today's November 30th, the last day of the month, and we have the announcement of the winner of this kind of contest, I guess. So this were the rules. You register in our site, and the most active user was going to get a 500 Wii Point game.
500, yeah.
Yeah, 500 Wii Point game. So, I mean, that counts as going to the forums, making threads, posts, replies, whatever, commenting, having your avatar up, completing the surveys, voting in the polls, all that contributes to the actual kind of the actual system that we have to give this game to you. So sadly, the winner is the drums, square drums. Josh.
Oh.
Yes, the same Josh again. He won 100. Now he has 1,000 Wii points from us. That's incredible.
$10, yeah.
That's right, $10. Just for commenting on a couple articles, he won again. So Josh, you're our number one fan, and we are really proud of giving you this 500 Wii point. If you listen to this podcast, this is the trick though. You have to listen to the podcast. If you didn't listen to the podcast, then if you didn't listen to this part of the podcast, then I'm really sorry, you're not gonna get your 500 Wii point game. So what you're gonna do now is you're gonna send me an email by the contact us form, reclaim your Wii point, your 500 Wii point game. Just put the name of the game that you want, and we will send it for you in no time. So that's it for our podcast. Thank you very much for being with us. Hopefully we'll get some questions next time. And hopefully you guys will look forward to our next podcast next Sunday. And remember, this contest is still going on to December. And actually we're going to give a 800 Wii point or less game for the most active user of our site. So it's free.
Sweet.
It's free. So, you want to say something, Square?
Wrist strap them Wii remotes and come back next Sunday.
Okay. See you guys. Thank you very much.